Welcome to the Dr. April Jasper Show, relevant conversations for business owners of today.
If you suffer from dry, scratchy, irritated eyes, the problem may actually stem from your eyelids. Cleansing eyelids daily is essential for maintaining healthy eyes, which is why doctors recommend OcuSoft Lid Scrub Allergy Eyelid Cleanser. New OcuSoft Lid Scrub Allergy removes oil, pollen, and other contaminants from your eyelids to effectively reduce redness, irritation, and itching caused by seasonal allergies. These pre-moistened wipes are easy to use, on the go, or at home. Simply wipe and leave on. As the industry standard of care, OcuSoft has a full line of eyelid cleansers for various conditions. Available through eye care professionals, most retail outlets, and Amazon.com. Visit OcuSoft.com for more details.
Hi, everyone. We're so glad to be here with you again, and we have a fun topic once again. So questions that have come in are actually really cool, and they're fun to talk about because they make us go down memory lane as well. So here you go, Dave. This one is, how do you manage business travel? And I guess it could even apply to any travel, but business travel and kids. So I think this came up because people know that you and I have traveled with the kids a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, it used to be more common to see us with them than to see us without them.
Correct.
We don't see them. I don't think people see them as much anymore because they're both super busy in school, but for a long time they were with us. So how do we do that? How did we do that? And what are some of the, maybe the hacks? What are some of the things we did that were things that maybe somebody else doesn't think about? And it doesn't matter if they don't. I'm sure there's a lot more that could be done that I don't even have a clue about right now. So what would be one of your first things you'd say?
I mean, as a business traveler, we've traveled a lot and you have access to different areas. So like the airport lounges are pretty handy, with especially with kids, as long as they get in free.
And how did you manage that? Are there ideas, ways you can do it that people can think of right now?
Oh, man. Well, there's all different ways. You've got the credit cards that let you get in. There's the status based on mileage. There's that's really basically the two, right?
Right. So they need to be thinking about it ahead of time.
Yeah.
And what we do is we bill a lot. We pay a lot of our bills on credit card.
Correct.
So that we can then pay it off, but still reap the benefits of those payments. And you're very good at finding the best credit cards.
Yes, you have to.
To give you the best benefits.
Correct.
Including, if you're going to travel, the access to the clubs.
Right. And that's the same for the hotels too. So you have hotels and you have airplanes and then you have what else? I guess the car rentals if you rent cars. But all of them have the perks. You just have to find them.
Yeah. And some of them are surprises. Like sometimes there's benefits, perks that you don't even realize you have. And then all of a sudden you go back and research it. So it's funny because, David, I tell people all the time, you've heard me, to make sure they read their contracts with their vision plans and not just the contract, but the provider manuals. So the same thing applies here. It's really important that every year, and thankfully I don't have to do that. David does all that. But you go back and you look at the benefits associated with our credit cards. You look at the benefits for everything we're doing. And David's managed to, you've heard us talk about how in the last 5 years, we've actually traveled overseas a couple of times. That never was done before. And he's been able to find pricing on flights using some of the benefits of our credit cards.
Oh, yeah.
And not just the credit cards, but our Sky Miles, things like that, to be able to get us really good deals on really good seats.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we happen to be Delta because we fly West Palm's Delta. I mean, we have a lot of Delta flights out of here today. You know, every day there's 10 Delta flights
and from our city
out of West
too.
Palm Beach. Yeah. Yeah. So we happen to fly Delta a lot. I mean, there's American, United, all that. But when you stick with an airline, that's when you start piling up the miles.
Right.
And that's when the credit card comes in handy. They pile up, especially at the office. You can, everything goes on that credit card. I mean, everything that takes a credit card goes on that credit card every month.
Right.
So you get a ton of miles from that every month.
And we took advantage of that from the time the kids were little. And so the benefit, like David said, is you have special treatment in certain places.
Yep.
You can get into the lounges and have food.
Right.
And it's funny because we talk about how important this is for kids, but I must be a kid at heart because I have to have snacks everywhere I go. And so yes. all of these little travel tips are really important for April, which is why David still stays up to date with what to do and the best way to do it. What about just organizationally? So I will say that for me, I knew that there were some things when we traveled with kids that David would not necessarily want to do, and I wouldn't be there to do them. And so I wanted to give him the chance to be able to be with me. And what that meant was we pretty much, when the kids were little, we would take someone with us a lot. Yeah. So most of the time it was my mom, or mm-hmm. it could have been your mom, or I think we've yeah. taken other family.
Yeah, absolutely.
We took a cousin a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I had to lecture in Captiva.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think we took my cousin two or three times, and she loved yep. it because she got to go to the beach with the kids
yep.
and you could help me get set up for speaking, and we could go do our own thing if we wanted to at night.
Yeah, the kids have flown more in their lives than we did before we were even
married.
30 years old.
30. Yeah, yeah. True. Yeah.
I mean, they've flown so much. It's crazy if you think about it.
But I think that's been really big for us mm-hmm. is to have enough space. We're not saying everybody's sleep in the same room necessarily, no. although once we messed that up, and that's one of my other tips, is to make sure you know the details of the hotel that you choose. Because I will never forget that one time, do you know which story I'm going to tell, in New York City?
Probably New York Expo.
Yes.
Yeah.
We thought we had the best room, and it was a high class hotel, well-known name. We'll not mention it, but we get to our room and it had two beds, but they were really low to the ground and you barely had walking space
there
in between
no,
them.
No, like it was, the one was up against the window.
It was terrible.
It was crazy funny.
And we thought we were getting a suite. It was just such a mess. And sometimes you can't prevent the things that happen that are unexpected,
right.
but we just did not plan that
and
one
we had
well.
Two kids and your mom with us. With the
oh,
kids.
Oh, gosh. It was rough.
Yeah. So that was what we did. We took your mom a lot because she loved it, and she got to go places with us.
But the other thing we're really good about, and even today, I need it. David doesn't need it as much. He can just fly by the seat of his pants. But I want to know what we're doing. Like, I don't have to know every place we're going now without kids. But then we had to set expectations, not just for ourselves and my mom or whoever went with us, but for the children.
Yeah.
We wanted them to know, this is what we're going to do. This is what it's going to be like.
Yep.
These are the people you're going to see, mm-hmm. things like that.
Yep. Going to the exhibit hall this day.
Don't take every piece of candy.
Mom's lecturing at this time. You guys are going to see the Statue of Liberty at this time. Oh yeah, we had it all planned out. And your mom was really good with that too.
And I would, and the reason the planning was good is because then it allowed me to join everybody. Because I knew where they were, what they were going to be doing, and then I could jump in and be part of it whenever yeah, possible.
Exactly.
And so now it's even better because all of you guys have Uber, you have, you know, mm-hmm. Lyft, you have ways to get there, where it was a little more challenging mm-hmm. when I was doing this.
Yeah.
But the other thing too, then, I guess, would be we made sure we planned the outings, but we also planned, as I think I said already, the food.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to have the meals ahead of time, especially for
I needed to know when my next meal was coming.
Yeah, you're
now.
Always like that. Yeah.
I need to know that we have a plan for food, and it's
right.
even more important when you have little ones, because yeah. if you don't have a plan for food.
And that's where the hotel lounge comes
that's
in.
Right.
Like, that's one of the biggest things.
Yes.
That
so that's why we'll be loyal to a brand. Mm-hmm. Because we know that we get points and mm-hmm. we have status and we have things that are benefits mm-hmm. and it's great because we can share it with our family, our friends, and it has worked out nice for us. And then of course the free stuff you get yeah. as a result of staying loyal to one company. So another thing, what about the room? Now we found the hotel, we have a plan, we go to the room. What's important? What are some of the things that we looked for in a hotel, I guess would be the better way to say it.
Away from the elevator.
Yep.
Typically. And it's hard to believe people want to be close to it, I guess. Yeah, the ice maker and the elevator are kind of big.
And
then obviously the room's close if you have two rooms.
Right, adjoining rooms if at all possible.
If possible, yeah.
And then we knew when we had a swimming pool, mm-hmm. you know, we would try to plan what the amenities were and where the pools were and
right.
those sort of things. And
yep.
make sure we had the right stuff with us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think, what else? I think one of the other things too is just having the refrigerator in the room made a big difference.
Oh yeah, you've got to with
microwave
kids.
Was important, I think, still, and it was more important when they were really little, then it was less important, and then it became important again. So those are the things you can call ahead when you travel. I mean, we're in South Florida, we're used to humidity. You can see my skin's probably oily right now. But when you go to the West Coast of the United States and you're used to humidity, you want to maybe have what is it called? I don't even know what that thing
is. A humidifier.
Called. Humidifier. That. We have a dehumidifier in our house.
Yeah, in Florida, it's dehumidifiers.
And other people have humidifiers.
Yeah, those were the ski trips.
Yep.
So when you go skiing, you have to have the humidifiers.
And we loved those. I was just telling Mel about that while you were out for a minute. We loved those trips, but we definitely had to have someone with us. The beauty of that. Oh, tell them about that.
What? When we go skiing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes we'd have two or three families.
Yep.
So we'd have two or three families in a house, and we'd have one or two people that went along as support.
Yeah. We had our own support staff.
Oh yeah. And it was great. We come home from a hard, long day of skiing and snowboarding. You had dinner's ready. And it's like, yeah, are we going to go out to dinner, or you could just have dinner ready.
Exactly.
So we'd have a nice spaghetti meal ready or whatever it was we were eating.
And help with the kids getting all their gear together.
That's a nightmare.
I don't know. Maybe it's because, again, we're from Florida, not from that area, but it was always a challenge.
But it worked. I mean, we only had two. We had other people come with us. They have four and five kids. And you're like, wow.
I would just sit and watch. Like, what is this going on around me? I can't even believe this chaos.
Plus the four of us.
Oh, the stories we could tell. And then we'd take our kids and drop them off and be like, see ya. I'll never forget the first time. And I think probably Aiden might have been 3 years old. And I look up at the lift and my little three-year-old is on a ski lift with no bar in front of him. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's going to die.
And the instructor's in the middle, and it was him on one side and somebody else on the other. So this instructor had two kids, little kids on the lift.
And
they're up, 20, 30 feet in the air?
30 feet in the air. And I'm just thinking, I hope the snow's really powdery down there.
No, it's not. They're just sitting back.
It's incredible. But anyway, those are some of the trips you take, and you don't know what you're going to, you don't know what you're going to get into. So you try to be as prepared as you can, but those are memories that you'll have forever.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take as many pictures back then as I wish I would have. And even now in the day of phones, and we have the ability to take tons of photos, I still come home from trips and go, why didn't I take more pictures? And while I'm in the trip.
And you take a ton of pictures now, though.
I know, but it's never enough. It isn't. Oh, I'm telling you.
Ugh.
Take more pictures. Here are my tips. Take more pictures than you think you need. Have more food than you think you need with you.
Yeah, that's always the case for you, yeah.
And always, here, can I say this and people won't be upset? Always pee when you can, sleep when you can, and eat when you can, because you never know when you have another chance. I'm just saying.
There it is. That's travel hack right there.
It is. You don't know. Don't say no when there's a bathroom stop, because you don't know when the next one's coming. Just get up and go. And we taught our kids that. And my dad, I love what he did. Do you remember what he did when he traveled with them? They came home one time and they had this whole plan worked out.
Did they drive somewhere?
Yeah, they would drive to New York to see my grandparents every year, at least twice a year. So a 24-hour trip. And the kids said, oh my goodness, Mom, you won't believe what Papa did. And then first time he did it, I thought, oh. And then I thought, oh, that's brilliant. And we started doing it. And I even did it with our parents when we went to Europe with them for their 50th anniversary. They probably thought I was crazy. So what he did is he would tell the kids at a stop, all right, this is your chance. Go hit the restroom. And by the way, we will not be stopping again for 4 hours or whatever the time frame was. So that made them stop, because otherwise they'd be like, oh, I'm fine. And then they'd want to stop in an hour and a half. So he always gave them a timeline of this is when we're going to eat. This is when we're going to stop and take care of those other things. And I think it was good, because it goes back to have a plan. Plan ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
Know when your stops are going to be. Know your excursions.
Yep.
And having a plan and staying busy is always good. And the memories you make are incredible.
And we do tours now a lot too, which we didn't do.
Yeah.
I mean, well, the internet's opened up a lot of stuff too.
But if you have the money, it's worth investing in a couple good ones. That's also a great idea, Dave.
Yeah, for sure. We love the tours.
They take you places you just wouldn't go. You never know if they're telling you the truth sometimes, these tour guides, but it's a fun story anyway.
That's another whole issue.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
So what do we leave out? We want to have, basics in the hotel room, and probably you guys are all doing this, but instead of always searching for water, when you get into your room, go visit the pharmacy. We have friends that listen to this and they'll know who they are, that every place we go, they stop at the pharmacy. And I used to wonder why, and now I know, because you have to go get your water supply. So check into your hotel, go get your water, bring it back. So at least you're always hydrated. That's so important.
Yeah, it's true. 100%.
What am I leaving out? What do you think is also important? Oh, what about, we're talking kids and travel. What kept them occupied before the, nowadays, I think almost every airplane has a television.
Yeah, they're getting better now. But this was before. So we actually had those little lap DVD players. Remember those?
Yes.
Wow.
A whole bag to carry just their...
Your own movies.
It was about the size of this iPad.
It was smaller, I think. The screens were small. They were...
And then you had to have your DVD case to carry your DVDs. And that was what they watched to keep them busy. And of course, headphones. Don't forget those. All of that was so important. And what I also, though, was picky about, David, I'm sure you remember those moments where I would tell the kids to put it down. I mean, we didn't let them, even when we had phones, we didn't let them have them all the time.
Mm-mm.
Because I told them, if you're going to just be on your phone, then why did I bring you?
Yeah.
You know, you might as well sit and look at nature. And that's the other thing really that we did
is
every trip we went on, I looked for the most well-known nature stop. And then some of the ones that weren't well known, and we made sure that even if we were in the middle of a city, we found a way to get out and go
walk
visit
it or
nature.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or find the best landmark close by. We always did that.
And then you would find the food. You would do, what'd you do? Look for all the drivers.
Diners, drive-ins, and dives. Yeah. Diners, drive-ins, and dives.
You would find a place.
Yeah. What's his name on TV?
Guy
Fieri.
There you go. Yeah. And you would make sure
they
that
have
we
a,
hit
he's got a whole
those.
Website now. So yeah, we would travel. We would go all, some of the places.
Some of them were awesome. Some of them were not as expected.
No, definitely not as expected in some places. I'm like, he went in here? I don't even believe it. There's
but we
no
would
way.
Go. Yeah. And it was fun. We had some of the most amazing food and places you would never find if you hadn't have done that. So I like doing the research ahead of time, have a plan. And don't be afraid to take them, and don't worry about what other people think. Mm-mm. You know, everybody's had kids, and if they haven't, they've been around them. And if they don't like that your kid has come apart, then oh well. You know what? Just keep on going, because it's not always that way. And I know someone's going to listen and say, how dare she say that? But you know, I take compassion on people when their kids have issues. I have been there.
Yeah.
And I think that when you're in those moments where they lose it, you can't help it. You don't know necessarily what to do. And I remember times
we didn't have
people
a lot of them though
weren't nice.
No.
And I just about started crying myself. And
the kids were good flyers though most of the time. I mean they were actually flying by themselves, but when they were really young, I mean it was funny, we would go to meetings and they were what, 6, 7 years old, 8 years old, 6 and 8 maybe, I think was the youngest when they flew and met us.
Oh,
I think by probably. Themselves now that I think about it. But they had already, at 6 years old, they're pulling their own carry-on, and they know where the Sky Clubs are. It's just funny how the kids are like, whatever, let's go.
Going to Disney World by themselves pretty early too, because they knew their way around. We went so much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think the benefit of your kids traveling with you is they get to have fun. They get to learn what it's like. They get to see places.
Oh,
it's a good education for them. It just makes them better people.
Oh, yeah.
So don't be afraid to do it. Just grab them and go and have fun. And if you have a question, we might know the answer, but honestly, probably Facebook has a better one.
Yeah,
so,
probably.
We appreciate you guys. Thanks for sending in the questions. It's fun to be able to talk about things like this. And what do they have to do with business? Well, everything. Because if I'm not at peace, if you're not at peace with our life and our kids and where we are, everything starts to fall apart. You know that. So I think when you look at what makes your business do well, believe it or not, a lot of it is your state of mind.
Yeah.
And your state of mind is going to be totally dependent on how things are going at home. So anytime we can help with how to do something different at home, or things that we've done that maybe weren't perfect, but the way we got through it, we're going to do that. So keep sending in those questions. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Your eyes and your vision are under attack, damaging blue light from the sun, your phone, your computer, your tablet, even light bulbs and car headlights is constantly bombarding you. The good news is our eyes actually already have a line of defense to counter the effects of blue light. This defense is made up of three pigments called carotenoids. MacuHealth with MicroMicell, the only supplement with the exclusive patent on all three macular carotenoids and MicroMicell technology.